I would like to welcome my guest. He is Stephen Moore. He's the Senior Economic Contributor for FreedomWorks. And I have the pleasure of having him on today because we are going to be talking about an issue that becomes a hot topic, it seems, around every election cycle. And since election cycles are infinite nowadays, it always seems to be a hot topic because it seems like something very easy to talk about but never to explain, which is we have Mr. Stephen Moore here to talk about pharmaceutical price controls. So, Mr. Moore, thank you for joining me here on the Barrett Brief and the Crusade Channel.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, like I said, pharmaceutical control sounds like a great thing, a great elevator pitch for people during a campaign. Yes, we need to get control on pharmaceuticals. But if you're ever asked to go in depth, they kind of just say, look, squirrel, and then they go somewhere else. Could you maybe give my audience a little bit of background on what this whole idea is about?
Well, look, everybody gets frustrated with high drug prices, although, you know, drug prices actually have been coming down a bit under Donald J. Trump. But look, we lead the world in innovation in terms of, new wonder drugs. And we are at the cusp of solving so many, curing so many, you know, horrible diseases, everything from Alzheimer's to many forms of cancer, ALS, Parkinson's disease, all of these things, you know, we want to win the race for the cure for. Well, that costs money, right? To develop these amazing drugs. And my concern, my principal concern, and look, we all want lower drug prices, of course. We'd like lower prices for everything. But, you know, these drugs and vaccines and pharmaceutical products, they cost, in some cases, $1 billion, hundreds of millions of dollars to do the research and development to come up with these drugs. And I worry that if we impose these very strict price controls, it will have the impact of slowing down the very innovation and the research and development that is necessary to come up with the next generation of blockbuster, cures for diseases. So I want to make sure, I want low drug prices, but I think that the price controls where the government tells companies what they can charge will have a very negative impact on our ability to come up with new drugs and vaccines. And that's my principal concern, because I want to wipe out diseases. And by the way, drugs are the best way and the cheapest way to deal with disease. You don't want to have surgery. You know, if you have a drug that can solve the problem, that's a lot cheaper than going under the knife.
Indeed. If you're just tuning in, Stephen Moore, who is a senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, is joining me here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. We're talking about the idea that, yes, we would all like lower prices on drugs to help cure more diseases, but at the same time, you can't have a governmental program imposed on that. Now, of course, most listeners, when they think about a government program being instituted on a market, they automatically assume, well, that must be a left-wing talking point. But unfortunately, President Trump, who's done some amazing things, he's done some absolutely amazing things, in my view, especially in regards to Planned Parenthood and so forth. But there's some proposals floating around the White House, it seems like. And what are they trying to do to tackle this idea of high pharmaceutical drugs?
Well, first of all, there is a problem with drug pricing, and this is where I agree with Donald Trump. And by the way, as I said before, drug prices are coming down, thank goodness, for a lot of the drugs, you know, that are out there that are necessary for treatment of diabetes and diseases like that. The problem we have is this. We have we're the leader in terms of, something like 30 of the last 40 wonder drugs have come from the United States, not Germany, not France, not China, not, Japan. They are developed here in the good old U.S. of A. And so we're the leader in these things. And then what happens is, you know, as I said, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars, our great pharmaceutical companies. And by the way, just as an aside, since when are our drug companies villains? Why do we demonize these companies that come up with lifetime cures? I listen to people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in these debates just demonizing our drug companies. I'm like, wait a minute, this is a great industry that saved millions of lives. Why in the world would you treat them like villains? But in any case, the problem is this, that all of these other countries do impose price controls. Germany does. Australia does, Mexico does, China does, and Canada does, and then Americans say, well, gee, these other countries are paying only half for the drugs. Well, we pay for. And by the way, that's not fair, right? I think we can all agree. Why should we as Americans, when we develop the drugs in the first place, have to pay more for the drugs that were made in the U.S. of A. than the people do in Canada and the people do in China and the people in Japan? That's a bad situation. And we can't allow these companies, these countries, to impose price controls on American goods. That's like stealing the patents from us. And I think that's where Trump wants to force these other countries to pay their fair share, and that would lower drug prices for Americans.
And it absolutely would. So let me just follow up on that. How would he get these other countries to actually pay for to contribute essentially to the funding of it, right? To be almost venture capitalist investors.